Hi, everybody. Welcome to Film Sack, a special episode of Film Sack where we live watch a thing because we're all out of town and you don't even know it. But here we are doing it anyway. So we decided it'd be fun to dick.
We're just going to dick around. That's always fun.
Welcome to the show.
We're going to dig deep into television archives on Netflix and do an episode of MacGyver. Season 4, Episode 3 of MacGyver called The Outsiders. Randy, give us just a brief overview of why we picked this one. What's going on?
So MacGyver is, as you know, a classic 80s action show. And it has a lot of the sort of monster of the week stuff where MacGyver gets into a single adventure and it gets wrapped up at the end of the thing. This is a MacGyver adventure that involves the Amish.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Barn building. How could we not watch the MacGyver Amish episode?
It's 4:30, time for milking, all that good stuff. We're doing all the Amish stuff. And just a reminder to those listening to the show for the very first time for some reason, this is not our normal format. Our normal format is something you can check out last week and most episodes. This is something we do usually when one of us is out of town or we need to fill the air with whatever, and here it is. So what you need to do is fire up that episode, season 4, episode 3. You want to pause it right when you see a passport in a hand. As soon as you see that, pause it. So
it's 1 second into the episode.
Yeah, like barely into it.
As soon as it goes from the little spinning circle of I'm getting ready to play this to I'm playing this, that's when you pause.
Exactly. So a lot of you can just get lucky and just hit play and it'd be fine. But anyway, that's where we're all paused. So if you want to be right where we are, that's great. Go do that. Pause this show right now. Go do that and then come back. Oh, hi, you're back. It's good to have you back, everybody. Now let's play this thing. I'm going to count it down 3, 2, 1. There's no go. It's just 3, 2, 1. So on one, we hit play.
Okay.
All right. I know it's different every time.
It is. It's so fun.
And then we're going to have some fun here. So
next time it'll be C, B, A, go.
I know. Keep coming up with the ways to do it. All right. Here we go. So it begins in 3, 2, 1.
You even put a little pause before the one. Thank you.
Right.
I did do
okay,
that.
So yeah. Classic MacGyver intro.
Yeah, no cold open. I always thought they had a cold open, like a setup.
Just showing him making weird stuff with wrenches and paper clips and microwaves.
Yeah. And explosions.
Brian Dunaway always made explosions. A point earlier that
and
Netflix didn't convert.
I was in a tanning booth.
Yeah. They didn't convert the interlacing, so it's super
it's a little,
bad.
Little strange.
Direct from VHS rip.
Yeah.
I hope it's available in stereo here.
Yeah, I'm not getting good audio out of it, am I?
I'm getting really good audio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's okay.
Yeah, I've got one trumpet just in my right ear.
I barely hear it.
Whoa, look at that Gretzky looking
I'm gonna fall.
It has been so long since I've watched an episode of MacGyver that I really genuinely feel like I'm watching it for the first time.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I saw a MacGyver episode. That's a fake snake.
That was so fake.
Yeah.
The cobra. Cobra on a stick.
That didn't look right at all.
Ice cream.
Him eating ice cream in front of a traffic light.
Yeah.
And he blew up that traffic light 5 seconds later with that ice cream.
Yeah. And the whole premise, right, remains that MacGyver can get out of any problem because he has a stick of gum and some cheese or whatever.
Right.
Right. He is a one-man A-team.
Okay.
MacGyverisms.
Oh, he narrates. I didn't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode?
I don't know if it's every episode.
He's talking about his spider senses. Oh, that hair.
The hair is great.
You know,
see when the bangs are down like that, it's not quite a mullet.
Everybody's so friendly here.
It's very close to a mullet, but it's not quite.
Mm-hmm. It's a mullite.
It's MacGyver.
Wait, the cartwheel in the Amish community? Oh shit.
Oh my. That's the Amish trap.
Don't hit the Amish kids.
Oh no.
I think they used a squib to blow that tire.
The brakes are out too.
Maybe, but man, what's he going to do? Oh, my gosh, dude.
No time to make something.
How fast was he going that he had to jump out of the Jeep in order to save his own life?
I don't know. He's MacGyver.
Like, at any normal highway speed, you would just press the brakes and stop.
By the way, if there's ever wreckage you need to find MacGyver, just look for the brightest white sneakers you can see.
Dude, I forgot about it. He's always got the really clean sneakers. That was a big thing during this time.
Yeah, it was.
Listen, Jedediah, we got to get him back to the barn. Okay, Jedediah.
You think
we should all get together and build him a house?
Let's build him a barn, everybody. Barn raising. She doesn't look like Amish. She's just a kid.
She's a...
I don't know what...
Amish exchange student.
Are they on that thing that the Amish kids do when they go get sold their wild oats? Is what?
She has an inhaler.
Rumspringer?
Yeah.
I think they have to be older.
Rumspringer among the rocks.
This is where we can snort coke and have sex.
Wait. Okay, so she's got a asthma respirator. So is she a friend of the Amish? Because she's wearing must the speaks be, look, and everything.
Yeah. There's no way she's Amish. No way.
Okay.
I hope they don't.
I feel
leave
better
me
about
here.
That now.
She's the modern next door neighbor kid.
Yeah. They can play. They can hang out.
Am I dead?
Well, actually, can they?
Absolutely extras from Witness.
True.
Do you think they would let? Do the Amish people let regular kids play with their kids?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know, because they would sit. They'd come to my house and listen to the radio or whatever. Right.
So.
Might get Jerks. A Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I love those.
You know, the Amish are great. They always do take care of us. So if we get hurt out in their little lands.
What, did they make their own bandage? Or that looks store bought to me.
Yeah, no, they made that out of.
I'm always suspicious of Amish people, not because they're not good people. Clearly they are. I'm suspicious because I think they're sneaking off to the 7-Eleven a lot and stuff like that. They're getting shit. They're going to Walmart when nobody's looking.
It's hard, right?
So you don't believe in their righteousness.
I believe that they are making a real effort. But I think
I believe that kid had his hair cut with a bowl.
I think there are times where they're like dude, it's Taco Tuesdays. Let's go in there. No one will know. You know what I mean?
Like, I just hate watching this in 2015 because every time I see one of the men, I just think, oh, he's a hipster.
True.
He was 1800s before it was cool.
Oh, God. Oh, about to say, okay. I thought he was going to have some kind of amnesia thing.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Is that what he said?
No, he just joking.
He just said, my name's MacGyver, I think.
He was joking.
All right.
He was joshing.
I want him to be a full Amish with a mullet.
Full Amish. To do the full Amish.
He's going to grow a beard.
Where did she get that bowl from? What was in it?
He'll be mullish. Is what it'll be. Oh, that guy's. This old man is great.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going anywhere.
Are all these beards real? I wonder. Can we call him?
That guy looked pretty real.
None of them are real.
That one looked real. You don't think?
No.
Okay, we'll see him again.
No!
Uh-oh.
Fake mustache on...
That's a real mustache. That man is sporting a real mustache.
What, you mean the black guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not a stunt mustache.
No. I love how this guy's wearing a denim jacket over a denim jacket. That was cool.
I didn't
know. Great drill. I want
one of those. Basket. I really like pink.
She is an Amish. She's the daughter of the construction guy.
Yep.
And their logo is a coffin. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is a coffin. That's a terrible idea.
Where's he going? He's got a car phone?
Whoa. What year is this?
Dude's rich. Look at those air horns on top of his truck, too. But those things are like...
I think you'd have to turn on the truck to use the phone.
Trouble again out at the Amish farm.
Always the Amish farm. Troublemakers.
See, what is it? Trouble at the Amish farm?
Yeah.
He just said, I don't want you anywhere near those people. And I just want to go, what? Like, they're the most harmless people ever.
Yeah, they don't want to do anything to you.
They're going to convert you.
Well, that's Rumspringer. They're cooking meth. But other than that.
Right. You people.
Who are you calling you people?
So angry. Where's she going?
Well, that guy's getting ready to go fisticuffs.
He does want to fight the Amish. I mean,
we don't.
Every guy wants to fight the Amish at some point, just so you can tell your friends that you fought the Amish.
Especially John Book.
Oh no, Harrison Ford's totally going to kick your butt.
John Book. Oh, here comes John Book.
Even he's
here comes Randy Quaid.
Yeah, he looks like Randy Quaid from what was that movie?
Kingpin.
Where's your beard, man?
Ooh,
he's strong. Ooh, Amish strong.
Yeah, Ray Liotta in a trucker cap doesn't have a chance.
He's hiding out, isn't he? This is Witness. You're right.
Somewhere, Kelly McGillis's boobs are out.
Wow.
I'm not manly enough to grow a beard.
Do you remember that
Danny
movie?
Danny Glover's at the silo buried in wheat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. This wheat tastes funny, like someone died in it.
That was the most effective fighting style ever. I hold you by the wrists until you stop.
It was great.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
There is some denim in this movie.
That's not.
Oh,
that's not cool.
You know how long it took us to weave that rope? Ooh.
Baseball? They're allowed to play baseball?
It's America's sport.
Sean McCauley Culkin, he's coming for you.
I don't understand the rules. Oh, I need him.
MacGyver's here.
Ooh, he's taking an axe to the kid?
Oh, no, sir. Now that guy's beard's fake.
Colonel, what's your name from Stargate? What are you doing here?
Crippled? I just hurt my arm. How am I a cripple?
His hair is horrendous.
Smack talk.
You're just going to raise an axe? Yeah, he's just going to axe a guy? That is not a casual fight.
There's only one way to solve this.
Yeah, splitting your head open with an axe. That's ridiculous.
He just wouldn't ask anything in sight.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. I'm glad that Mr. I can't find the right part in my hair showed up at the time he did.
Oh, I have an accident. Why does he sound like a leprechaun?
What are you doing in our land? Why don't you help us put up a barn or get the hell out? Hey, Che Che. Now they're going to take you.
You can't have me, Gold.
You can't have me, Amish Gold.
I love how you guys are mixing Irish with... I mean, he's supposed to sound Dutch. I don't think he sounds terribly Dutch, but...
No.
Yes, Stevens. Shut up.
There's some beige going on there.
No, you don't. Yeah, you do.
Well,
don't give me that speech.
He'd have to give up his coffin company and move somewhere else.
Everybody else hearing too much echo?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Then this is me.
It's coming through to me with a bunch of echo.
Oh, I'm not hearing any.
Mm-mm.
Makes it sound like they're all standing in a box canyon.
That's the way it sounds.
No.
Oh, that was too much for MacGyver.
He was doing the Princess Bride thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Barely mustering the strength to go and talk to him.
He was Maximus from Gladiator. Yeah, he got stabbed by...
He obviously washed that washcloth with a red t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same basin you used to pee in? Just asking.
I just took a pee in the chamber pot.
I
now
may
let
have
me
used that a moment ago.
It's really... Now you're hearing echoes.
You're hearing echoes? I'm not.
No, I wasn't. Because repeated the same joke.
Oh, I got it. As a callback, I got it. It was good. I like that. Oh.
If you jumped out of a Jeep into a bunch of rocks, I would just think you would have some more clear visible injuries.
Why don't they respect his beliefs and take him to a hospital?
Yeah, his beliefs are important. You know, you might need something stronger than what I just put on your head. I'll run down to Ace Hardware and see what I can find. That guy is an inch away from a goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Just keep it going.
Just connect them.
They're so angry.
Stevens.
That stuff. You pull that stuff Stevens. Again. This is not construction.
And Jensen.
Yeah, Stevens and Janice from accounting.
What's up with Homeboy? What's up with the guy in the back with the acid wash shirt? Wait
Dude,
for him.
Acid wash everything back
He's
then.
He's so angry.
Oh, yeah, look at him.
I cannot stop paying attention to their wardrobe. It's just amazing.
We really thought that was cool then. All that denim. Look at it. He's got two layers of denim.
Right. Denim on denim.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Denim. Buy denim.
It's denimception.
Look at all that denim. Burns my
eye.
I love how they all have different colored hard hats. I promise you, that's not the way hard hats work out on a work site.
Nope. Yeah, Stevens.
Just called them the Amish.
Yeah, the Amish. It's like, what do they call them on True Blood? They call them the vampers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like that. All the locals call them vampers.
Yeah, the guy's vampers. A rebel. He's the only guy with a baseball cap on and a
his hat is shit though. Look at that hat. That hat is shit.
because there's no logo on it. Danger. Oh, wait, danger explosives.
Oh, no.
He's gonna Rickon's in there.
Strap
he really and... is a perfect cross between Ray Liotta and Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, you made him better than he is.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Hey, time
I'm
going to
take those Amish out. And,
nah. I love him. He's the best. He's the best colonel ever for the chicken.
He is the best colonel ever, yeah.
Is she coming, she coming in for a little...
breakfast.
Oh. All right, forget it. We get up at 3:30. Lazy ass, get out of bed.
All right. It's hot.
I know. You should be holding that thing by the base, shouldn't you?
This is going to be one of those deals where she falls for him or something, right?
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, she's already been doing that. Her husband died.
She does a little bath without closing the door. And
Yep. Then there's a nipple.
Just like
and then you're
witness,
like,
yep.
Take my breath away. Oh, wrong movie.
Wrong movie. Right woman, wrong movie.
Yep.
I have a feeling that no woman writing a story would ever write the
"why are they
girl falls for the new guy" story.
I think you're right. I think you don't. That Jeep was a different color when it crashed. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
I thought so. I thought it was like a yellow, but maybe I don't know.
Yeah, but now it's got 1 horsepower.
No!
That was pretty good, actually.
Well done.
Thunder
is very strong.
I am a nunchuck.
Something is going to happen to Thunder by the end of this episode.
I am Apache Chief.
or he's going to end up being Chekhov's Clydesdale.
Yeah. Well, little exchange, little love there. The hair is tall.
It is. That's because he brushes it straight back on the top.
When they do that big long white beard thing, they shave their mustache, right?
Mm-hmm. Like right. Yeah.
Just clean shaving.
No less.
And they stop right there at the edge.
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know what for.
Are you growing one?
Might. I might work on that.
Maybe.
When I'm really old, who gives a crap? I'm going to go nuts. If I ever get that old.
Mr. Baggy Pants. Bye.
Oh, don't worry about him.
Scott writes it.
Whoa. What? Little double take from
No, shucks.
I like the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
I do, they're nice.
They're nice people.
I still want to understand though.
Are you expecting an argument from us?
It's just too tempting. It's like I really want a cheeseburger. I'm going to town. F you guys. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be really hard to avoid society.
Oh, it would be totally hard. You got to respect what they do.
Oh, geez. Look at that steering wheel.
in the car? Or did you
Jeep.
Mean? Oh,
it just
okay.
got mangled.
No, he's referring to the lady. That's what we're calling him now.
Look at that. Yeah, look at her. She's a real steering wheel, isn't she?
Like to turn her.
You know what else is totally unscathed? MacGyver's jacket.
Oh, yeah, is he wearing it?
His jacket didn't
was
take a scratch.
Well, when he was wearing it earlier, it had... Oh, wait, he wasn't wearing that one. He was wearing the other thing was ripped. It
must have been in his car, yeah.
Okay.
That was in his suitcase.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Or they had an extra leather jacket hanging around.
Samsonite.
There was the time that Fonzie came and stayed with us for a week. You can have this. He left it here.
I hope he goes through like 6 more changes of clothes just because.
That'd be great. Right. You know, it is kind of the perfect marriage though, because he makes stuff out of nothing and they have nothing there. So he's going to be
perfect.
You know what I mean?
Smart.
It's confusing.
I'll take this cow chip and your son and make a gun out of it.
Uh-oh, she was told not to play with the Amish.
Yeah, never
and not to wear
Amish.
That sweater.
Oh my gosh.
That I can't stop thinking of Randy Quaid. That looks like the sweater he wore in Christmas Vacation.
It does.
So he both looks like one of the Amish guys and Christmas Vacation Randy Quaid.
Oh, best.
Okay. Show me your...
I would just like to remind you that right at this moment, we are watching an episode of MacGyver.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it really
Think
does take
that.
It really strips the cool, doesn't it?
It's This is insane.
Yeah.
They're going to make him work in his own vehicle?
Television standards, dude. It's just so different today. What,
Brian Dunaway, what would the Amish do to work on the vehicle? Would they turn it into a carriage?
Let me tell you what they're going to look back on and think just as cheesily about when we're old. It's going to be all the CSI type shows.
Oh, yeah.
They're bad. Oh. They do not hold up even like a year after they air. They're bad. They're bad. But most TV, pretty good now. Back then,
finale this year.
Are they doing
the CSI Vegas finale? Yeah.
Oh, they're done? They're out finally?
Yep.
How long was it on the air?
Everybody.
Was it like 15 years?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, 2000, I think, right.
I want to make a deal with you guys. 30 years from now, we've got to look back on some episodes of Hawaii Five-0 because that show is not going to age well.
The new one, you mean? Yeah.
The new one, yeah.
I totally
agree.
I never
suspected it would. Are all the Amish guys wearing like compression shirts?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's to help their backs.
They got on Under Armour.
Yeah.
Somebody ran down to the Walgreens at midnight so nobody saw them. I guess they can go buy things, right?
Yeah. I don't know their rules.
I want to know their rules. She's really into MacGyver.
He's a serious tune-up. Engine whip like that.
You're going to scare Thunder. Oh, great. Right. Now you're
going to scare old paint.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Oh, jeez, Grandpa. Get the hell out of here.
So
the Amish aren't patient people.
Yeah, so the way it was always explained to me was there's two sort of levels of Amishness. There's those who have no contact at all with modern worlds. Like, they don't even have buttons.
Yeah.
And everything is made for themselves, from scratch, etc. And then there's a level who maintain the old traditions, but do have contact with the outside world, are willing to, you know, incorporate some things like buttons into their lives.
Why are they all turning their back on him?
Well, this business.
He's because he's...
He picked up a...
Is the shunning?
Shame, Randy Quaid.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, what are we wearing, MacGyver? Your pants are too high. Your shoes are too bright. What is going on?
Is he got a tight roll in his pants?
We'll get it explained here. I hope.
You picked up a baseball. Shit. Yeah.
MacGyver had his nuts out. What happened?
His ball was out. One of his balls was out.
Everybody turned away from the scrotal side.
And...
Uh-oh.
I assume they're...
Leota.
Oh, right. Yeah, during the prayer. Are they Christians or are they something else?
They're Amish.
I know.
Oh, he's got some serious dynamite. He's got old school looking dynamite.
Oh, are they the flare? Flare looking?
There goes Thunder.
They had modern dishware stuff.
Oh, he's going to blow up the well, too.
Oh, look at those. Nice. Look at those.
He bought those from Acme, didn't he?
Right. All he needs is a clock on one of them.
Super genius. Those are stupid. They look like carrots.
And I'm using painter's tape. Okay, how are you going to turn those? How are you going to set those off? You're going to go by and light them up one at a time? Why is he back there playing the piano?
Wow, that's like a 20-minute...
Oh, he's even got the...
Plunger?
Yeah, I got the plunger.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Didn't even seem like he needed that second explosion.
I understand that the guy's mad, but how could he be this mad?
Hey, he's an axe murderer.
My hair's almost that long.
Because the town needs work, and they can't get any work while this Amish group is not getting off this land.
Yeah, Stevens. It's not even his company.
Stevens.
It's not even his company.
Scott, you going to wear your pants that high?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man.
No problem, dude.
What kind of cups are those?
I'm going to be like Barbara Eden and hide my belly button. Ooh, she looked like a tiny person there.
She is a tiny person.
Kids are tiny people.
Well, I mean, but weirdly, like, proportioned like an adult. Like,
uh-oh.
Uh-oh, this is it. This is where you put Harrison Ford gets ice cream in the face.
Oh, which way to go? Which way to go? I'm a horse. I'm going.
I've never driven one of these things before.
Who's in charge? The one in beige.
He really actually never has driven one of those before.
No.
Amish added it.
Amish. Quit saying Amish. Not you, him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Me too. Ooh, he just lawyered you people.
The registration numbers of dynamite.
Tilk, take care of this guy.
Right.
Wrong show. You know I love Stargate, dude.
Oh, I love Stargate.
Not the movie. Man. The movie's poo.
I like all of it.
I hate the movie. I love the TV show, though.
Ooh,
jeez.
The punches.
You're fired.
Knocked his green head off. There is He's like a totally different character now.
Oh, well, now he has nothing to lose.
Yeah. What, Randy?
It would be awesome if to fire someone, you had to punch them in the face first. That would just be, make it so such a fun society to live in.
That's a future I want to live in.
Guess what? Guess what, Jenkins? You're fired.
Every we need to get rid of Jenkins, but we can't fire him because no one is willing to punch him in the face.
That's right.
A lot of cowering going on in meetings.
Why didn't he drive? Oh, his car's still not working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd he drive his Jeep?
Yeah. I forgot that's the whole point. He's stuck with these Amish.
Screw the environment.
Blew up your water well.
My ass.
Oh, they're gonna. Oh, I thought they were gonna kiss.
Lie down in front of the bulldozer. That always works.
Oh, here come the police.
He is so perplexed all the time.
Yeah. What is that?
English and their crazy ways.
This weird metal horse coming up the road. Their guns out? Oh, I thought he had a gun out. It's like,
he was just holding on to his nightstick.
Oh, you know what? Kids in peril. Here's a trope coming up.
She's going to do something stupid.
Hey.
You don't want to see that. Don't bother to notice me waving at the pay over there.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Take my money.
Go get him, boys.
No, you haven't done everything you could.
Go get him, Cletus.
Right?
That's not even close. Bullhorn, to... Just in case.
They're right there. Just why is he bringing the bullhorn?
There's a lot of mustaches in this movie.
I don't know. I don't speak English, man.
The non-Amish all have mustaches in this shot.
Yep.
The Amish are all missing them. We now know where the mustaches went.
The Amish have things you could. The Amish are wearing things you could reverse. You could just flip it around.
Why doesn't he just walk over there to them? Why is he standing 20 feet away, yelling through the bullhorn?
He's really addressing the entire village, which
okay.
he doesn't realize.
Rover, Red Rover, Diver's coming into the middle of it. Over.
Give me your hands. Oh all shit! Right.
Get in here.
Yes, he managed to still hold hands with the lady. Oh, the shun man.
Yeah, still being shunned.
The key to defense in Red Rover is right before the runner gets to you, you swing forward.
And did you clothesline them?
No, you just swing your fist forward, and then it slows them down as they run into
it. Okay. You create some equal but opposite reaction there.
Or you just don't play it at school because somebody always gets clotheslined.
And people get fingers broken.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why the guy's being shunned. We don't know that story yet, do we?
No, probably because he was trying to get with the lady.
Oh. Well, only when he picked up the baseball, though?
Yeah, I mean, that was when everybody shunned him.
Yeah, but they had forgotten about him. And then he picked up the
baseball. Who's picking up the baseball?
We're shunning
you. That guy.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, that's right. Turn your back. But wait, why is the little kid wouldn't know that, and he turned his back? He wouldn't know.
Because he saw everybody else do it.
No, she's going to be in the line of danger because she's over in the haystack.
Oh, no. You mean the kid we can't discriminate against is going to be in peril?
Mowing down Amish.
Well, they're moving. Oh, no.
Oh, little white girl can't have that now. Wouldn't it be nice if she just ran over right now? That'd be awesome.
No, I won't let you. Look at the guy just going to go.
He's just driving the bulldozer straight.
Right. What are you doing here?
What if this suddenly turned into Maximum Overdrive right now? That'd be great.
I talk like a little baby.
No. Uh-oh. Ooh, the walking backwards.
Oh, no. What the hell?
No sinkhole.
Holy shit.
That was the well.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh.
That's all right. That's all right. It caught her by the neck. She's fine.
What year is this? Is this when all the kid and that kid was falling in the well?
Probably.
Baby Jessica.
Ripped from the headlines.
What was it? Was it Jessica? Is that right?
Jessica McClure.
Jessima. Jessima.
I think it was Jessima.
She was in 87, so yeah, not too far off.
Yeah.
Can anyone find out where this girl is now? I bet she's still working.
She's still in that well.
No.
this episode does not end well at all.
To the ring.
Right.
She's probably in her 30s now.
This is how we're all going to come together.
Oh, this is the MacGyver time. He's going to figure out, he's like, how deep is it? Okay, I got to go get some string.
I don't know, but there's going to be dynamite involved.
I'm going to make it from the veins and sinew of Stevens.
The actress is Vicky Wauchope.
Wauchope.
She appeared in ER, Santa Barbara, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Small Sacrifices.
Yeah,
not a lot.
Okay, so not much else.
They're not winning over my sympathy with her doing the baby talk.
Nope.
No. She's a little too old for that.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll rope off a safe zone.
Yeah, it only took about 2 miles.
It only took the weight of this little girl to cause this.
Oh my gosh, what's going on? Richard Dean Anderson. He's doing his own stunts.
Beep.
By the way, I had to look it up. I had to look up a full profile for this episode. The guy they're shunning ran off to town a couple months ago.
Oh.
And he's too old for the thing, right?
But would they really do that to people?
That's what they're portraying. They're portraying that they're shunning him because he ran off to town and came back.
I'm guessing they got it wrong. They never get this stuff right.
Okay.
Television's not known for its accuracy when it comes to portraying.
That's weird to see.
Yeah, it is.
If you're looking up out of your well and you see that coming at you.
Okay, now reach down 30 feet.
It smells like Amish poo in here.
Do you think they poo or they drink?
They're such weird people. We never know.
Oh, that was just a talk?
Are you well?
That was just a chat.
I'm just going to talk. Okay.
All right, that's all I need to see. She's in there. Let's go.
Just want to make sure that you're still upright.
Yep, it's bad.
He's like an anime guy.
Mm-hmm. Across the tunnel, what?
What's their job? What do they do?
They bully Amish. That's their whole job.
Yeah, they're construction workers with mustaches.
All right, it was a big market for that back then.
Mm.
Why not just
throw a rope
back
down
on that little and throw a rope down.
Give her a lasso to chores. Put under her shoulders and see what happens. Mm-hmm.
Hold Grandpa Abraham down and let her grab his beard. And then pull.
Wee,
Grandpa's beard.
Ooh, Thunder can help. You're gonna dig a parallel hole and then go across.
Who's Thunder? The horse?
Yeah, yes. Thunder was a different horse, though. Oh. Neither of those are Thunder.
That's Lightning. Lightning and Thunder.
We're going to build a parallel trench. We're going to start 100 feet away, though, for some reason.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
She's way too calm for kid that age.
Gosh, did he just push her down?
They definitely would have given her a rope.
He didn't turn that. He just touched the key.
Okay, that didn't work. Now what? Obviously you can. You're talking.
I wonder if MacGyver can solve this with more explosives.
That's exactly what's about to happen.
Yeah, she and I have been messing around a little bit.
You know, we've been maybe kissed behind the barn.
Watch them all turn their backs on him now.
Hey, an Amish doctor.
Which is what? Just like put something in a sling?
I can't touch you.
I splinted your leg. All right.
Yeah, let's risk another child's life for a child. Like,
see, got to teach the Amish a lesson about how it's okay to accept outsiders. Just
ooh,
like
she got
the outsiders.
Dirty. She'd been rubbing her face in the dirt.
Yep.
Oh, you're not shunning me now, are you? He's got a shotgun.
That looks like fun.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I would do that.
I want to ride around on heavy equipment.
With a little kid on the front.
Who cares? Just Amish kid.
Brought to you by Vestco, making vests for the Amish since.
Vestco. Fine. Amish vests.
I love how no matter where he goes in the world, the local population just trusts MacGyver.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's just the most trustworthy person. We're all going to stand back and you do it.
Same as white man.
Like, Scott Johnson, if your family was in danger, wouldn't you want to be the one?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't let that guy do it.
Some dude you just met who has a head injury.
Yeah.
Right. I was driving my Jeep too quickly down the road by your house, but I can help you.
Hey, I know a solution. Put another kid in the well.
Exactly.
Let's have in danger.
Such a TV.
Yeah, he's Amish. Who cares?
Because he was making it seem like he couldn't fit, but a MacGyver could fit in there.
Oh, totally could fit. Oh, sir. She has asthma? Remember?
Oh, yeah. She needs her.
He's going to drop the inhaler.
That's called escalation.
Good job, Jacob. Way to go. Oh, she looked over the guy and didn't shun him.
We all aren't so different after all.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Gonna kill her.
We do drink where we pee. I'm sorry to tell you now. It's a bad time.
Also, I may have pooped here last week.
Also, the ground is intermittently going from wet to dry, depending on which camera angle we're looking at.
Right.
Looks like some trouble on the set that day.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's disobeying orders.
What's he doing?
He's taking off.
He's going to stay down there with her and double their problems.
Nice and easy.
Skinny John Hamm is working the rope.
Yeah, right?
I'm pulling. It's light, but I'm going to keep pulling anyway because...
Jacob? Oh, see? You trusted Mullet Boy to do it. Now he's made it worse. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Commercials? Oh.
Hamburger helper. When you need a helping hand. That's what I assume was on.
Rice-a-roni.
Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the time.
That would have been about right.
Yep. Any of those.
Come to Bennigan's.
Bennigan's would have been good.
It's a pterodactyl.
If it was around Easter, bok, bok. Thanks, Easter Bunny.
Rawr.
80s commercials, folks. That's we should just watch a bunch of those.
That'd be fun. Oh, that actually might be fun.
That actually would be great. Actually, if Netflix inserted 80s commercials, like period authentic commercials. Yeah.
We'll go find one of those YouTube compilations and watch it together.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, so you're telling me there's construction going on and the Amish are standing around? I'm not buying it.
Uh-oh. Turn your back. Turn your back. Well, there's a lot of redemption happening tonight here on the show.
I mean, our own kid is down there. I'm pretty sure we're going to be helping.
By the way, use the muscle.
Guy, he can't grow a beard.
Brian Ibbett had a stroke while we were recording the film set.
This is not how inhalers work.
Why am I laughing at something so scary?
Because it's terribly done. What are they doing? Was that dirt?
No, Scott. It's poo.
It's poo. Well, they drink where they poo.
Is that dirt?
No, it won't. It won't take
forever. We don't have forever.
He's going to think of something.
We need some dynamite.
Why not just suspend MacGyver by the same rope, dangle him down, have him grab the kids.
Give me a nail clipper. Back up. I need 3 pubic hairs and a nail clipper. Stat. Ow! I'll offer them. Take mine.
We don't shave down now.
We don't groom at all.
What if there's a little beard down there? A little shave the top part, leave the lump long.
We have been reduced to passing buckets.
That's really funny, Dunaway. Everything's groomed like their beards.
Right.
What are they doing? What is this? Buckets?
They need bigger buckets.
Well, that guy's been to a Benetton lately. Look at the nice colors he's sporting on his.
All right. I think Donkey Kong is down here. Come on. That's it down. They're making quick braces instead of taking forever.
You just gave me some nostalgia there, Ibbot. Oh, look at that.
Bucket hole.
Oh!
Oh, no. We must increase the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Things were looking too good.
I can't hold on much longer. Ooh, Reeboks.
Ah, the 80s, the year of the white sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
Decade, I mean.
Decade.
Do you think he's going to do a little MacGyvering of his own? Like, come up with a way to...
Or maybe the boy dies when they save the girl?
Dark.
No, this was the 80s. No way.
Okay. No way, man.
Thanks for the reminder.
This was family.
Now, see, he has a true, honest doubt about MacGyver. That guy knows what he's doing.
Wow, did he kick all of these barrels into place?
He did. Himself.
Barrel tubes. Oh, no. That's a support beam.
Shoddy barrels, Amish engineering.
Are barrels strong enough?
No.
No.
And how is he going to run out of the barrels?
He's going to shoot out like a bar of soap.
This is ridiculous. This would have taken a month.
But he's not just a person.
He's MacGyver.
Oops, I just happened to dig right where the support holding the girl is.
Punching through. Punch.
Here's
that is
Johnny.
Some rotten wood. He's just throwing him down there. It's like, he didn't care. It's like,
he's below her.
Oh, he's below her?
Yeah. Oh, is he below her? I thought he was above her.
Oh, my God, Brian.
Just dropping 2x4s.
Okay, just let go and I'll grab you.
There you are.
That's pretty impressive to be that spot on digging a tunnel from 100 feet away.
Dr. MacGyver to you.
Yeah, shut up, kid.
You can call me Francis.
Francis MacGyver.
Oh, it's really deep down there. Oh, it is a well.
Oh, there's water even.
Oh, man, if you didn't know, it's a well.
This gives me a little claustrophobia in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's too tight, man. That's like the tunnels, the Die Hard tunnel there, Ibbot. You don't like those?
Yeah. Plane!
Plane tunnel.
Not dig that, yeah.
Yeah, not a fan. I'll use my light to jam it open. He's dropped a deuce.
Dang it, I'm getting dirt in my bandage.
The lighting down here is really confusing.
Right.
Like, it looks like he's looking
up
at the sun.
It's too bright when he's looking up, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
My shoes are getting dirty.
Now, the flashlight.
This is funny. Like, every person who goes in here gets stuck, and it just keeps collecting people.
You got 6 minutes to solve this, dude.
MacGyver!
He needs to put an explosive below him and just blow all three of them out of it.
Up to this point, I didn't have an accent, but I do now.
MacGyver, do you have my gold down there? Nikes.
Oh, look, his shoe's getting so dirty.
Those are Nikes.
They really are. It's good to buy some new ones. That's not coming out.
Everything's all right. He lied.
I'm looking for some LA gears here. I've already seen Nike, Reeboks.
Yeah. Someone just needs to drink a tab. So you say she didn't go on to bigger, better acting things, huh?
She did not.
I'm blown away.
She was in a James Woods movie called Cop, and that's about it. And last was an episode of ER.
He's going to Hulk this thing.
Oh, my gosh. Look at him, dude.
I will support this structure.
This is how I would make up for going to Walmart last Thursday.
I learned how to do this when I was in town that one time.
Ow, pinchy, pinchies.
You know,
that looks like his shoulder's going to hurt later.
The time I got in trouble for going to town.
I just wanted a slushy.
I'd like to point out, the entire thing hinges on the fact that that one dude went to town.
I just wanted a frozen slushy.
Frozen goodness.
That's so stupid.
All he wanted was a drumstick from 7-Eleven.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I know.
Oh, you didn't think it out too good, did you? Because you can't get to the hole.
Dunaway, you really got me with that one. I just wanted a slushy.
Slushy, man. Oh, Amish ain't got no ice.
I haven't laughed that hard in a while. Oh.
The Amish do have ice during the winter, though. It just falls from the sky, right?
Yeah, they go and gather it, yeah?
I wonder if they refrigerate things with it.
What's he doing?
He's getting the kid now. He's getting Jedediah. He's going to push him through the tubes.
Is his name Jedediah?
No, I think it's real.
Okay.
You know what's going to happen?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Is this a two-parter where MacGyver gets stuck?
I wish.
No. I love how no one has tried to get down there with something else that could prop that up.
Yeah.
Forget that crap.
They're all standing.
They got it propped.
Oh,
standing
shit.
Standing back in the
floodlight.
Oh, no, MacGyver. If only I didn't know there were more seasons of this show and I knew you were getting out.
How will you get those shoes clean?
Was it like
maybe there's a Spielbergian second entrance that he can just get out?
Oh, here's tube hole.
Tube hole.
I cannot hold it much longer.
Cannot hold it, Captain.
Wait. Is it gonna collapse as soon as I get out of the way? I can't get out of the way, moron. There you go.
Wait, that's sort of stood there.
You guys make horrible wells.
What kind of well did you make in the first place?
It's a dirt well.
You know the trope of running away from an explosion just in time?
Mm.
This is just the explosion's made of dirt.
Dirt.
Thanks for your support. That's pretty good,
MacGyver.
I forgive
all of you, and now I like English people.
You're back in.
You have beautiful teeth.
Go back to your wife.
I can see now that us Amish have been doing things wrong for the last
3,000 years.
We've changed now.
Yes. I'm buying a car. And we're getting a television.
Let us all shake hands and hug.
Oh, you brought everyone together, MacGyver.
And freeze frame laugh at the end.
Oh.
Lando back there grinning ear to ear.
Oh, yeah. What about all the other characters they showed us in the beginning, the regulars?
Chicks in a bucket.
The whole town.
Jacob, hold still, you little fool boy.
Get out. Where's this going?
He has a gun.
He wants to be Amish.
Yes. He wants to be Amish. That'd be great.
Could you teach me your ways?
Can I be Amish?
Is that okay?
Is it okay?
What's he doing for him?
He's going to go back to the planning commission and suggest that that alternate. That's three times as expensive.
Mm-hmm. Would you like some bread shaped like
Would
a
you like
flush?
A gourd?
Would you like a gourd?
We were just about to eat these silly pumpkin things. I think they're candy corn. I'm not sure.
These are strange people. I wonder if... MacGyver has no personal life, right? Like, there's no other things going on. No one misses him. He's just here.
Yeah, that's why nobody's come looking for him.
Right.
Just a vagabond.
And that's the thing. This could have been a... He's a
big
cad.
Henry Winkler produced.
Yes, that was his jacket.
Fonzie jacket came.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. That does explain the jacket.
Dale.
Okay, so he wasn't... So that woman was married to the guy that was being shunned.
Right.
No, that was her... He was her brother.
Oh, it was her brother. Okay.
Yeah,
I miss shows where they show scenes from the thing you just watched at the end.
But the thing is, how could these shots be any less exciting?
it's like pictures of B-roll.
This is a ridiculous episode.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. What year does that say? Oh, I missed it. Henry Winkler production.
Yeah, wow. Henry Winkler.
Well,
the Fonz.
There you go, everybody. That's the end of that episode. That turned out to be a pretty good choice, I have to say.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, if you like that, let us know. Leave us your comments, send us your emails, filmsack.com for all the details. And yeah, that was really fun. Quick warning to those out there who are hoping that we might again one day tackle the Spider-Man, Japanese Spider-Man thing. Even though Marvel are the ones that posted them to YouTube has taken them all down. I don't know why. So whatever. I don't understand that. But we're not doing those until those come back. So from now on, when we have to do one of these, it'll be something of a different nature and not Japanese Spider-Man. We missed that window.
Oh,
I know. It's a little sad. But I think that'll do it for this fun little live sack episode. We'll be back to our normal format next week. Our two Dragon Con goers, be safe and have fun while you're there.
Thanks.
Stay out of trouble.
Come say hi to us if you're in...
if you're in Atlanta.
Well, it's too late. If you're listening to this, Greg, then I've already left.
Yeah, that's true. You're gone. Make sure you said hi in the past. Yes. I guess that's it. For me, for Brian and for Randy, see you next time.
Explosion of dirt.
Explosion of dirt.